3, 2, 1.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
And with everything going on, make your dollar count with a bank that gives back locally.
Greater Bank.
The Central Coast's Hit 101.3.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello. You're all wrapped up this morning. I thought you were all sort of wrapped up in a... Looked like you were wrapped up in a blanket or something. It's like a...
Oh, no. Yeah, there. Another expensive jumper.
How much was that one?
Pretty much the same price as the other one.
480, everybody. Investment, yeah?
Investment. This
investment.
Is the wool off the sheep's back.
There you go. No harm to animals,
of course. Not some fake thing.
No
harm to animals. No.
We'll have Peter knocking on our door saying, what's Pollard doing wearing real fur?
No, it's wool, a sheep's wool.
Ah, there you go.
It's not fur, mate. I don't buy fur. God.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I've been given fur jackets.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, if you've been given it, that's fine.
Well, in my defence, I will say that the jackets that I have been given that are fur,
yes,
are like family heirlooms.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
it's a bit of an old school thing, isn't it? I guess. Can't say
it is an old school thing because you wouldn't dare buy a mink jacket these days. I don't even know if they're. Oh, they probably are still available.
Yeah, I think Wuhan. You can get them in Wuhan, China, I believe.
Yeah, you can also buy dog meat there.
Yeah. Mm. And eat bats. How are we for a Friday? We good? Everyone good?
Yeah, up and about.
Producer Matt stitched the black leather jacket. I don't reckon he'll ever wear that. You'll never wear that ever again, will you, Producer Matty?
Mate, I'll happily wear it again.
No,
I don't take
you
fashion
won't.
Advice from you, Gawndy.
Oh, you guys, I forgot. I was going to tell you this.
Yeah.
But it was like I was in a deep sleep around 2 a.m. this morning. And out of nowhere, crack on my skull. Pete had just tossed and turned in bed and tried to move closer towards me. And he'd smashed his head into my head, face first. So whacked my nose, smashed my skull.
You've got no bruising or anything there. I can't see any marks. No, nothing.
To be honest, I haven't even looked at myself in the mirror this morning. But oh my God. And then I was like, oh. I looked at my clock, it was 2 a.m. and I thought, oh, well, it's time for a wee anyway, so I might as well get up.
Well, why were you late to work then if you're up at 2 o'clock this morning?
Because then I went back to bed and it was, if I wake up, it's worse. Because I was fully awake.
You go back into that deeper.
Smashed my brain into like awakeness.
You go back into that deeper sleep, don't you?
Mm.
I feel like I could go to sleep right now. If I shut my eyes, I feel... It would not take me long to get back to sleep if I had to.
A vast contrast from yesterday when you were so high off that ice bath.
Maybe that's what I need. I need that ice bath again. I've been thinking about it ever since because I would be awake.
There are those days when you come to work and you feel like if you shut your eyes right then and there,
do you reckon I could do
probably
it?
Be.
You know, it's World Meditation Day today, by the way.
We're not going to wait for you to fall asleep on there.
Maybe let's just see.
Well, maybe you just push the button.
No.
What game are we playing?
It's Friday.
Oh, fortune cookies.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, excellent.
I'll
12:16 because we're doing this.
Gawndy and Ash's Fortune Cookie Friday.
All right, 13, 12, 16.
Sensei Pollard might be doing it by herself if
I just want to see if I could.
Gawndy falls asleep.
I just want to see if I could actually do it. How long do you reckon it would take you to, if you tried right now to fall back to sleep, sitting in that chair? How long do you feel it would take?
I wouldn't
you wouldn't
be able to? No. No.
I really think I would.
All right. Don't do it. Push the song and let's fortune cookie.
All right. If you want your fortune cookie told, your fortune from the fortune cookie even, call us now. Some have prizes in there as well. And our caller of the week this week, that $350 fire pit thanks to Central Coast Brick. So that could be yours as well. 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Gawndy and Ash's Fortune Cookie Friday.
All right, Blair.
Good morning.
Blair from Narara was the first one through this morning. Hello, Blair.
Blair, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Blair, do you have
a... Oh, this is off to a great start, everybody. We're all talking over each other.
So I'm excited. My question
Brad, just shut up one second. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a question for Sensei Pollard?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go.
Am I going to win a fire pit today?
He's gone straight for the big one.
Let me open Cookie.
Okay.
Brer, a short pencil is usually better than a long memory any day.
As per usual in this segment, Blair, that is on you to decipher what that means. So,
a short pencil.
I'll take that as a good thing. Anything's good out of fortune cookies, so I'll take that as a win.
Okay.
I'll take that as a plus.
Blair, normally our caller of the week with the fire pit sort of offers something up for the show, some gem that we're like, that's brilliant. So what have you got other than the question for the Sensei Master?
Not much, because that's probably my best work, actually. So not much.
Good at nothing, Blair.
I will say.
I'm right there with you,
Blair,
man.
Blair has excellent personality.
Oh. Well, that goes a long way in this world, Blair.
That's good for me, I reckon.
Do you have
that's
the looks perfect. To match? Do you have the looks to match the personality, Blair?
No, I just got a good heart.
No, that's it. That's all you need sometimes. All right, well, sit tight, Blair. You might get that fire pit by the end of the show. Danny's at Mannering Park on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Danny.
Morning.
Hi, mate.
Good morning, Danny. Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Danny, do you have a question?
Oh, yes. I am due for my baby in 4 weeks. Am I going to get off the hook early?
Are you going to get what?
Am I going to get to meet my baby early or is it going to come late?
Brilliant. Congratulations. Let me open Cookie. Be careful, or you could fall for some tricks today.
You might give birth today by the sound of things, Danny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, party
Danny.
Time.
Woo-hoo. Danny, you must do your Kegels.
Okay.
And Danny, when are you due? When's your due date?
21st of June.
Oh, so that would be early. That would be early, wouldn't it? Sorry, that's the Sensei Master whistling at you there. She likes a good time. All right, well, good luck with it. I mean, who knows when this baby is going to be presented to the world. It's exciting. You must be quite heavily showing now.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to burst.
You must be very uncomfortable.
No, I'm all right. I just want to meet her.
Oh.
You know it's a her?
Pardon?
You know that it's a her? You've looked into that?
Yep, she's a girl.
Oh, maybe little Fergus Fern, Pollard's kid and your kid one day could get together.
They make baby together.
Is that in the fortune today? Hey, you know what else a pregnant lady needs is cocktails in a can. Thanks to Pocket Bar.
Don't.
Cocktails in a can. Thanks to Pocket Bar Terrigal for Friday drinks. Maybe give that to the friend that you're with in the car right now.
Yeah.
There you go. I thought they might like it. Hey, I can't control what's in the cookie. It is inappropriate cookie sometimes. He's hoping for the fire pit. He might get the fire pit later in the show.
Brer could have used the cocktail.
Blair sounds loose enough as it is.
Would you like your cookie?
Yeah, I always love it. Just while you do that, get that ready for me, Sensei Master. You can bring the party to your lounge room. Pocket Bar Terrigal delivers your favourite cocktails to your door. What have you got for me this week, Sensei Master?
Gondi, this is terrific for you. Each day, compel yourself to do something you would rather not do.
I like this radio show. I love being here this early. It's great. How good is
Sayonara it? Sayonara from Sensei Para.
Yeah. Are you
up? Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Trending right now at hits.com.au.
All right, Friday morning, heading into the weekend. What are we looking at this morning, Pollard? You want me to kick things off?
I'm excited because Mecca is open again. Do you know what Mecca is?
The makeup brand.
Yes. So excited. In fact, I may have visited a Mecca store and all of the girls in Mecca, there's a Mecca in Erin Affair, all of the girls are wearing what looks like some sort of Star Wars regalia on their face. So they, rather than just a simple mask over your mouth, they're wearing these full tilt plastic windshields. It's hysterical.
Oh, I've seen those, yeah. So like the sort of plastic, I was at the dentist yesterday, Riverside Dental, they wear
and
them.
Yes. Yeah. So all the girls there are wearing them, and I commend Mecca on their efforts to maintain social distancing and, you know, and, Mecca, and look after their staff.
The Mecca stores that I've seen are huge. It'd be easy to social distance in there. They're that big.
Yeah, but then when like all the shoppers come in, it's a bit.
So what have they just reopened today? Is that news, is it?
No, not just today. Like, well, it is news about the face masks because they look hysterical, but they've been open for a few days now.
So are you giving us trending now stories or just something
this
that you're saying on Facey?
This is just trending. Mecca is open.
You went to Mecca yesterday and thought you'd mention it.
No, do you know how big of a deal that it's open?
Is it? It's lost on me.
I don't expect you to.
No, yeah, it's lost on me. But if you're telling me that people are excited.
That is trending.
Okay.
You can finally go in there and get your Better Than Sex mascara.
Oh, God, must rush
you know
down
that's
there.
An actual brand of mascara?
I'll be there. I'll be there today. Yeah. 100% Mecca. So are you sure it's open at Erin Affair or is this just elsewhere? So
no, Erin,
yeah,
sure.
We're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. You know today's World Meditation Day?
Oh, yeah, is this trending now? Is this trending?
Full on. Don't use my stuff back on me. That's my stuff.
You going to do a mid-show meditation?
No, but Mike Tyson was promoting this thing, and we've seen the footage of Mike Tyson the last couple of weeks.
He's the most unrelaxed person ever.
No, he does all this stuff. That's what you think. That's the image that you have of this guy. And yeah, he is he's a killer in the ring, but outside the ring, he's a chill dude, and he's been promoting this, and it's happening as we speak. But have a listen to Mike Tyson talk about it.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson. It's about that time. Worldwide synchronized meditation is on. It's about to go on. If you want to know more about this, go to my Instagram and check it out. It's happening now. Please get involved. Love.
Love.
Sorry, is he taking the mic or is that how he speaks?
That's how Mike Tyson speaks. Worldwide synchronized meditation.
That's a lisp.
Would never say it to his face. Everyone says we know that about Mike Tyson.
This is Mike Tyson. It's about that time. Worldwide synchronized meditation.
I love that.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, no disrespect to him. That's fine. Whatevs.
So this is happening right now. A bunch of celebrities all on board. If I just click over to their Facebook page, here we go. No, they've stopped now. Some lady's talking.
Oh.
This is the lady just
but
going.
Celebs are.
All of you willing to join today. It's just such a beautiful notion, the simple fact that with intention and action and meditation, that we have the capacity to not only heal ourselves, but to heal others in this world. You know, it's been my experience with the path of meditation that
and so on and so forth.
Like
that's
that.
Going all day today.
She did swallow very close to the microphone.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? She's under pressure. She's live as we speak.
Meditation's pretty helpful, I will say.
It's good.
Oh, I just don't do enough of it.
I do my 10 minutes a day. But that's on the Tony Robbins Facebook page. He's that motivational speaker.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah. And he's roped in a bunch of his celeb mates. So that's going down today.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
I often envy families that are like super close and tight-knit and all fun and friendly. Do you?
Depends in what regard. Not in this regard that you're about to get to.
Close. Well, No. Well, that was the point I was going to make. Yeah. I mean, unless it's this mother and daughter. Mother, she's 55 years old. Daughter, 19. They shower together every single day.
Come on. That's right.
You heard me correctly.
No,
mother
they
is
don't.
55 and the daughter is 19.
That deserves a double, that does.
Now, you know that, remember that day we were talking about all those queer television shows like TLC where they do these strange docos on people that fall in love with chandeliers.
Yes, or, and strange addictions.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah. Well, this is sort of one of those instances. The mother-daughter pair have revealed that they love showering. They've been doing it for evs, and there's actual footage in this episode of them showering together, and it is bizarre.
Yeah.
Here is the daughter describing the experience with them.
When my mom does simple things like washing my hair or washing my body, it makes me feel comforted.
That feels good. Yeah. I just bought it.
I love her, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
Did she say I just farted in that? Is that what she says? I swear she says I just farted in the shower.
I just bought it.
Oh, okay. So I thought they were talking.
About the gel. I just bought it. The mum's rubbing all over the daughter's body.
Okay.
Also, there's another scene in there where the mum says to the daughter, "Gosh, you're really white. You need a fake tan."
This whole thing sickens me.
This sickens me. It's not normal.
I didn't think it was.
I mean,
true.
What is normal? But well,
who
like,
knows? You know, we'll probably get people coming after us who shower with their mums at the age of 19. I mean, who knows?
Anyway, this mother-daughter pair, they're from Florida. The mother has a husband, and the husband's like, the daughter needs to move out ASAP. So. Brittany needs to move out because she's way too dependent on her mother.
No.
Mm. And the mum's like, my husband / partner has to get used to the closeness that I share with my daughter. Here is the mother's take on it.
How's that, baby?
Yeah. I have been taking showers and helping Brittany since she was 5. I'm just a doting mom.
A doting mom, if anything, that would stunt somebody's ability to grow into adulthood, wouldn't
it? Yes. The age of 19.
It's not right.
Mm.
It's hard to even. She's like, Brittany like bends over and she's like, Mom, can you please wash my bottom?
Oh, my God. It's hard to even fathom that this is real, Pollard.
It's real.
Because when I saw it, I thought, no. They've just found two people that they're going to make some bizarre news story out of, and then it's, you know, going to go viral. But to actually know that there are people in this world that do this, exactly this, is just a bit crook for me.
Oh, they don't live in Australia. They all live in America, the crook ones.
Yeah. And they can keep them too. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Hi. Hey, yo. May I have your attention, please?
R&B Fridays, celebrating 21 years of Eminem.
Testing.
All hit.
Eminem. Chicka, Slim Shady.
Just gone 7:07 for a Friday morning. So today, R&B Fridays here on Hit, we're celebrating 21 years of Eminem, Pollard.
Mm.
And Eminem's my number one artist. Love Eminem.
You do fancy Eminem.
Loved him since I was like 14. So good. I've seen him a few times live. So here's the thing though. Our man Jimmy Love, who works here, he's put in this. He's like, oh, guys, can you mention, you know, we're celebrating 21 years of Eminem, 9 o'clock today, Widow's going to take over. But then hasn't given us an Eminem song to play. He's just said, oh.
Perfect.
So should we just pick one ourselves?
Absolutely.
Or, you know, we need to just throw something in there.
No doubt you've already got one lined up. No,
all I've done is search Eminem in the system here. So I'm ready to grab any song we want. Feel free to call 13 12 16 if you're a massive Eminem fan and you want to do this right now.
What's this song that's playing now?
Just Lose It, this one is. Just Lose It.
Lose It.
Just Lose It. Yeah, I've got that one here. We can go that if you want.
Or is that a bit annoying?
Nah, it's a good one. Eminem,
A good rap that we all know that we could rap to?
13, 12, 16 again, if you want to throw one in there as a suggestion. Well, we've got The Monster.
I don't want Lose Yourself in the Music.
You don't want that?
I don't want that.
No, you don't want that one.
I also don't want the one... Please don't do da da da. I don't want it.
What about Without Me? Feels so empty without me.
Without me. Nee, nee, Nah.
That's pretty good. No. Producer Matt, you want to throw a suggestion in
there? Shake That with Nate Dogg.
Shake That. Oh, that is a good Friday tune, Pollard.
Shake That at me. Oh, girl, shake
that. As for me. Shake That. Yes. I've got to find that. Have we got that?
We probably don't have
a
radio
menace,
version.
Dennis. I'm going to Dennis.
No, I think we do. I've heard us play it.
Oh. Has he done anything new lately?
Yeah, he's got a relatively new album out.
Is anyone calling to give us a suggestion?
Not high on the Eminem agenda on the phone lines this morning.
I thought it'd get lit up.
I thought it'd be lit up too for a Friday. Eminem tune, but we are celebrating him today. I like that suggestion from Maddie. This is an absolute Friday tune. 21 years of Eminem. This is going to get your Friday going. All those people who rush to the phone lines to call us. It's Gordy and Ash. Are
you up? Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
We always say call the show anytime if you hear something and you want to get on air with us. We love to hear from you, 13, 12, 16. And we've had a listener call us who says she's had a premonition, Pollard, a premonition about the Gordy and Ash show.
Okay.
Ali from the Halley joins us on air right now. Good morning, Ali.
Hi, Ali.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hello, mate.
Yes, happy day it is. What's your premonition, please?
Well, a lot of times people will pop into my head and I'll think, oh, they're pregnant. And 90% of the time I'm right. And just before you announced you were pregnant, I was going to ring up and say, because I thought it might have been Gordy's wife, because I said to my daughter, someone's pregnant on the show, like someone's definitely pregnant. I reckon it's Gordy's wife. And then when you announced it, I went, oh, I wish I had rung up. But I'm not always good at picking the sex, but I'm feeling girl.
Ooh, okay.
I'm good at picking the pregnancy, but then I really suck at picking the sex. But, yeah, I just got a feeling and I thought, I'm going to run with it.
We should get Philippa Lee on.
We don't need Philippa Lee. We've got psychic Ali from the Halley right now.
But Ali, you should have called when you got this premonition.
Yeah. I know, but sometimes I doubt myself, and that's the worst thing I can ever do is because I go, oh, I'm going to ring up and they're going to go, you're a psycho. There's something wrong with you. But
We welcome everyone here.
We welcome psychos.
Yes.
That's awesome. I fit right in then.
So tell me, you're driving around, you're listening to our show, and then you just get a feeling. It's just how do you describe that feeling?
I don't know. Pregnancy just pops into my head. Like, I work, some of the girls at work I picked, she was pregnant when she was just pregnant. People my husband works with that we go to dinner with and have Christmas parties with, he'll come home and I'll go, so-and-so's pregnant. And he'll go, no, they're not. 3 weeks later, he goes, yes, they are. So
now,
it's kind of, yeah.
Can you always guess the sex? Are you always good at that?
No, I'm really bad. I'm actually really bad at that, especially all my family around me. I've got it wrong nearly every time, but I've picked that they've been pregnant. So
it's probably a boy then?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Well,
probably a boy, but I just got a girly feeling.
You did say that, that's what you did say. And look, I feel like I'm sort of, I feel like I have mild psychic abilities myself, Ali, from the Halley.
Definitely.
And I've been saying Fergus Fern is going to be a boy, so maybe we need to put some sort of wager on it, you and I. I mean, you back the girl in, I'll back Fergus in.
Good. Backing it all the way.
Yeah.
Should we actually do?
Yeah.
Some
what can
sort
we,
of betting 50-50 scenario?
I don't know. What can we do?
I don't know. Well, it can't be money.
It can't be money?
No.
Can't be anything exciting because we're all locked up.
Yeah, that's true.
The prize for whoever... Oh, but the more people that come in on it, you know, you can't divvy up the prize.
I'm happy with money if everyone else is, or are we not allowed to do that?
I don't think we're allowed to do it.
All right, Ali.
$1.
One single dollar that we frame and keep for the rest of our lives.
That's
I'll put you back onto our producer, Matt. We'll work out a wager between you and I, and we'll put our psychic abilities to the test.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ali.
Thanks, Ali.
No worries.
All right, you're in
the
running.
Happy Friday.
Hey, that's right. Putting you back through to Matt.
Tell you what, though, that sort of strangely, I don't mind what I have. I'm cool with whatever.
Either or.
It's for me. I have found the girls' names much easier to choose. And also the outfits for little girls are way cuter.
Yeah, but the name's already locked in for a boy. It's Fergus. You don't even have to think beyond that. I should probably stop this music. It might be putting people to sleep on the roads. That's
my
proper
mum got a bit annoyed
psychic.
About the Fergus Fern.
Oh, the what? The update?
No, the name.
Oh, she's not a big fan?
No.
Well, let's go to...
Like, why don't you call him Alexander?
Alexander.
And I was like,
let's go to Millie at Lakehaven on 13, 12, 16, who's also called the Gaundy and Ash show. Hello, Millie.
Hi, Mills.
Hello, mate. Now, you've got something on Gail, on Grandma Gail for us this morning.
Yeah, I do. I have a 3-year-old son. By the way, Ash, boys are the best, just so you know. They are the best. They are so much fun.
Yeah, we are.
But my son's mother is only 42, so she's quite a young grandmother. And she goes by Glamma, as in glamorous.
I like that.
Oh, hysterical Glamma.
Gail the Glamma, Pollard.
Or Gima for short, for Gail.
Gima.
She'd be happy with that, wouldn't she?
That's hysterical. I'll pass that one by her.
Yes. Look how invested people are in your unborn baby, Pollard. So many people are invested.
It.
I know.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Millie. Actually, let's go Millie right now. The cocktail in a can, Millie, from Pocket Bar. Would you like one of those? Beautiful. For Friday drinks, that is yours. You can bring the party to your lounge room. Pocket Bar Terrigal, delivering your favourite cocktails to your door. And both our callers in the running for our caller of the week.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. On Hit 101.3, Gaundy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Just gone 7:37 for a Friday morning.
I've got one for you.
Please do.
We all still need a car, don't we? And how about a nice Lexus at Lexus Central Coast? Personal service that comes to you.
Yeah, especially when you think of all the restrictions on public transport at the moment. Who wants to deal with that? Just go buy a new Lexus. That's the problem solved right there.
Lexus? Have you ever driven a Lexus?
I think I did a radio thing where they gave me one for a couple of weeks and got to cruise around in style. It was great.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I went back to my Suzuki Swift and I was like, man, that was a good 2 weeks. That was but now Swift's gone and I should even get rid of the car I've got now and get myself a Lexus. Why not?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Shout out to the guys and gals at Lexus on the sunny coast.
Next on the show, the list king, Bruno, who we've had on the air before. I collaborated with Bruno to do the board games list.
Yes.
And he's back in the news again. You may have seen him on Pedestrian TV and a few other different articles. And look, at the risk of doing the world's most basic radio topic as to what goes in the cupboard or the fridge.
No, I'm totally into this.
But I've heard that so many times on radio. Sauce, cupboard or fridge. Who cares?
Oh, I haven't.
You never heard it?
Oh, well then, sorry for living.
Yeah, no, it's a common old radio thing.
This one's chocolate.
Yeah, and look, the reason I'm keen is because Cadbury have got back to him. Pedestrian have posted it and it's done its typical Bruno thing, but he's going to join us on the air next to discuss this. And yeah.
13, 12, 16 if you want to weigh in.
For sure.
If you want to admit that you're a freak and you keep your chocolate in the fridge.
You don't think it's world's most basic radio topic? Fridge or cupboard?
I don't really care.
Nah. Which one are you?
Cupboard?
No way, man.
You're a freak, are you?
I'm freezer.
Yuck.
Yeah.
No way.
Best. Bruno will join us next. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Just as we introduce the list king, Bruno, former executive producer of the Kyle and Jackie O show. What are you doing getting involved in something as basic as what goes in the fridge or the cupboard, Bruno? What are you doing?
Hey, Gaundy and Ash, how are you? Well, listen, I'll tell you, this is how it works. Because you are right in saying it's the age-old debate.
Yes.
And honestly, I was kind of annoyed that this debate had been going on for decades and decades. So I just thought, you know what? Let me actually put an end to it. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to read scientific journals. I'm going to read opinions from chefs, from mummy bloggers, and I'm going to come up with the definitive answer of what goes in the fridge and what goes in the pantry so that this debate is gone forever.
Okay, so this, it ends here, because this is normally the sort of radio you hear in Dubbo, Bruno, so I'm just being just trying to be careful around this really basic topic.
This is, it's interesting actually, because you've posted fridge v pantry, what goes in the fridge, what goes in the pantry. Now, in the pantry, you've put an avocado, eggs, tomato, chocolate, soy sauce, champagne, and butter. Why is there champagne in the pantry?
Yeah, so the way that it works, and listen, I'm being French, what I say, comes with the highest of credibility. So if you're going to drink the champagne within a couple of days, yeah, okay, refrigerate it. No worries. You do want it to be cold after all. But if you're going to have it longer than a couple of days, you've got to remember that the humidity of the champagne starts to be affected. The cork dries out. The whole champagne starts to oxidize. And, you know, you may have spent like $80 to $100 on a bottle of champagne, but it'll end up tasting like a yellow Glen or something along those lines.
Now, okay, I agree with you on that one. The butter, I agree, goes in the pantry. Olive oil in the fridge.
I'm going to jump in there. I don't know anyone that puts their butter in the pantry. Not one single person.
Well, you don't know any classy people. That's
probably not.
That's
not you. Yeah, I'm hanging out with the lower end scum.
Who puts their butter in the fridge?
Me, from day one, always butter in the fridge. When I saw that, Bruno, I thought, you're taking the piss. You're saying butter goes in the cupboard and international roast coffee goes in the fridge.
No, hang on a second. I reckon Ash will school you on the butter thing. You see, butter is...
It melts.
80%, butter is 80% fat and there's a whole lot of sugar. So, salt. So it preserves itself. You don't need to refrigerate it for it to be preserved.
But when I leave it out on the bench top and then I go back to use it, it's all melted. So how do you stop it doing that?
Yeah, because you're not buying proper butter.
I buy the butter you told me to get. I get
that Lurpak.
Yeah, that's what I buy.
Okay, yeah, but do you buy the block or the spreadable?
The spreadable.
No, okay, the block.
Too hard. I just want to get it on my toast quick. Anyway, that's a topic for another day.
And by the way, Ash, I'm with you. People that use spreadable butter, losers. No. I agree with you. I'm with you.
I'm happy being a loser if that's the case, man. Hey, tell me about this Cadbury, though, because they've got back in touch with you, and Cadbury have given you an exact answer on your philosophy here.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because one of the most controversial things, apparently, that I said in What Belongs in the Fridge, What Belongs in the Pantry, is that chocolate should never go in the fridge. Chocolate is a pantry item, and I had a lot of people trolling me, oh, you're drunk, oh, this and that, you're dumb. And so I hit up Cadbury, and I said, listen, I need you guys to have my back here. Am I correct? They got back to me a few hours later and said, yeah, you know what? You are correct. That's the definitive answer. And so it's made waves all over the world because people are like, oh, the debate's been settled. And I was like, yep, I know.
It is hard to argue with the company that does the chocolate, isn't it? I mean, Cadbury's the... I'm a freezer guy. I put every bit of chocolate I have straight into the freezer and it is the best.
Nah.
Have either of you guys tried it? Like peanut M&Ms in the freezer, you would not find better.
No, because I like the meltiness when it...
No, it's got to be rock hard and snaps off and oh.
But it affects flavour. When stuff is overly refrigerated or frozen, you really do lose the flavour. Like even with ice cream, they always recommend... Hey, give it about 10 to 15 minutes before you eat it.
Yes.
You freaks would be putting
ice cream in the cupboard. That's why gelato is so beautiful because it's not like overly frozen. Still quite.
Chris from Gorokin, talk some sense into these two, please.
No way.
It's got to be chocolate in the fridge. And then when it melts, that's when you get the flavour. So you get a double explosion.
Yes, I hear that.
Well, then what's the point of waiting for it to melt if you've had it in the freezer?
It's cold.
Tough,
well, hang on a second, Chris. I don't know what you do with your days, but who has time to sit around and wait for chocolate to melt? Like, what are you doing? You're sitting at home for 2 hours waiting for your chocolate to melt, and then you're like, oh, how good life.
Oh, love it.
Nah, Chris has got nothing on that. You got him there, Bruno. He's got nothing going on. Hey, but Bruno, you're the one that just said sit around and wait for your ice cream to go soft after 10 minutes. So that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't want to admit you had a good point, so I'll just call you an idiot.
Yes. No, go on, Paul. I'd argue your point. Yeah.
Well, you can still get maximum flavour from the ice cream, but it is preferable to let it melt. For that extra addition of like delicious vanilla-ness.
Well, look, you know what I mean? Yeah, good point there, Pollard. Thanks for that. Now, I do. So I love
Bruno,
that.
You need to back me up here.
No, I was in it when you said the extra layer of deliciousness. I was like, yep, Pollard made the point. Boom, next one.
All right. So this is it. This is the definitive answer. Fridge, pantry. You've split it down the line, and this is the last time any radio show will ever tick off fridge or pantry stuff.
That's right. We're talking to you, Dubbo Radio.
Yeah,
you're
Dubbo.
Being settled by the big shots.
I love the Dubbo guys. It was just the first one that came to mind.
Oh,
you know?
Poor Dubbo.
We went there for the Royals last year, Paula.
Yeah,
we loved Dubbo,
did.
Didn't we? We loved Dubbo. Yeah. All right, Bruno. Good to have you on the show again, mate. The List King. We'll chat to you again in the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Good on you, mate.
Love you guys so much. Bye-bye.
See you, mate. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It's been really hard to motivate myself in COVID and also during this time with my body right now. And I don't think I'm the only one. In fact, Fifi Box, who is an announcer, breakfast announcer on this network, has had two babies and she's battling with her post-baby weight gain. And she says that after having Daisy, she has found it so difficult to drop the weight. And she did a break on it the other morning on the show. And in fact, it was really, I just felt so frustrated for her that she is getting hate from strangers on the internet. And this is what she had to say about it.
Okay. So do you want the Insta comments or do you want the weight challenge from Fifi? Which one do you want?
The Insta comments.
Okay, Insta comments.
Thank you.
This is what she had to say.
What about me, though? I got someone comment the other day when I uploaded a photo of me with Daisy, and someone actually wrote to me, "Who's the blimp holding Daisy?"
Oh, no, that's what. No, absolutely not.
Can you believe that?
Mm.
Who's the blimp holding Daisy?
Who takes time out of their day to do this stuff? It baffles me. I just don't get their frame of mind to jump onto someone else's social media and have a crack at someone like that.
Oh, my God. I just cannot. I can't believe it. She's been carrying around a baby in her stomach for 9 months. She's doing the best that she can as a single parent with two kids. Mm. And someone has the audacity to say that to her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt horrible for her. But I also thought I'm the same in that she went on and she said that she struggled to find the motivation because, A, it's freezing cold in Melbourne, and two, you know, it's just
tough.
Exercise. I hate exercise.
Well, it's also,
I don't think she's a fan either.
Yeah, but it's everyone right now too, and as far as, you know, we're all in this different sort of time frame where the gyms aren't open.
Yeah.
It's hard to get yourself motivated. The more time you spend at home, the more time you kind of just want to sit around. So this resonates with a lot of people right now.
So she's struggling to shift it, and I thought, right, maybe I can use this situation for my benefit and help Fifi at the same time. So I sent Fifi an email and I said, I heard your break and I was mortified that somebody would take the time to say that to you. But also I wanted to know if potentially we could use each other as motivators.
That's good.
Would you like to go on like a daily walk or an every second day walk with me?
It's a great idea.
Yeah. And she was up for it. She's so up for
it. That's good. It would have been awkward if she said, nah, I'm good. I know. Yeah, nah, it's all good. Thanks for the offer, but I'll pass on that. But no, that is great.
Yes.
So what did you lock in with daily? Daily's a lot.
Well, this is the thing with Fee.
Yeah.
So she's all up for stuff, loves it, but then it's the locking in.
Right.
It's the locking in that's,
you have to drag
that
her
then
out.
Gets the. Yeah. So I thought to myself yesterday, because she hasn't responded yet to me saying, okay, when do you want to start?
Yeah.
She hasn't responded to that. And I know where she lives because she lives in the same suburb as me.
Okay. And I thought, has she told you that or have you just worked that out for yourself?
No, she told me.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Like exactly where.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, well, if you're not going to respond, maybe I'll just go to your door.
Yes.
Knock on it.
I'll find
you. This is something.
You.
Yeah. This is
I'll find you. You're on that borderline. You're
I
on
am.
That, yeah.
Because I'm like semi-despo because now I'm actually starting to get a bit fat.
Yep.
And
you haven't
I'm
even
like,
had the baby yet, though.
No, I know, but this is like the pregnancy weight.
So you're
my
meant to.
Dude, my ankles, you can't see the bone in the
sorry,
ankle part.
Do they advise you to work out during the pregnancy to help post-pregnancy? I wouldn't know, but so I'm just asking. That's something
yes,
they say.
Yes, they
to
say
do?
Exercise okay. is great
sure.
for the baby, you know, blood flow, oxygen, all of that sort of stuff. But it just depends on what's happening with your body. Like I'm starting to have pelvic issues.
Yep.
So I'm not allowed to walk more than 25 minutes a day. Plus
okay.
I have physio exercises I got to do.
Mate, I love all this. This is great stuff. I'd love to see you and Fifi get this thing happening.
But do you think if Fifi doesn't respond to me, I should just go to her house?
Absolutely. Go one better. Leave straight after the show today. Oh, she works from home, doesn't she?
Yes.
At the moment, I was going to say, just let yourself in, sit on the couch, wait for her to get there and go, Fifi, I'm here for you.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Jacinda Ardern, New Zealand Prime Minister. I love Jacinda.
Let's call her Jackie.
Jackie.
Boy. Jackie.
Jackie Ardern. I think she's
Jackie
been great.
Jackie Ardern.
She's getting behind.
Can't get her off my
man. It's Friday musical show, guys. That's when you know we're heading into the weekend. When the musical quota goes up from Pollard. She's getting behind the idea of a four-day work week, which is something I've said for a very long time.
Therese European.
Yes. Which day would you take, Friday or Monday? You'd have to have Monday, wouldn't you? So your work week would be Tuesday to Friday. That's what I'd be backing.
Tuesday to Friday.
That's better than Monday to Thursday, I feel. Imagine having Mondays off for the rest of your life.
I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh,
like six in one hand, half a dozen in the other.
Yeah, but when you get to a Thursday
or a Friday
night
or a Monday.
Nah, well, my vote would be having the Monday off. We've seen a lot of people do that now. A lot of the people here at our workplace are doing 4 days a week.
Yep.
Now, let's have a listen to Jackie Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, talk about it here.
Some of the ideas being bounced around is just how can we support New Zealanders to make the most of travelling around the country? And I hear lots of people suggesting we should have a four-day week. Ultimately, that really sits between employers and employees. But as I've said, there's lots of things we've learned about COVID and just that flexibility of people working from home, the productivity that can be driven out of that, really encourage people to think about if they're an employer and in a position to do so, to think about whether or not that is something that would work for their workplace, because it certainly would help tourism all around the country.
I like it.
Jackie, she's got a real good point, actually.
Yeah.
She says that potentially the four-day work week will be flexible. I love flexibility.
So what, you get to pick the day of the week that you don't want to work. That's pretty cool. I'm down with that. See, I've often said, oh, I think this would be great to do 4 days a week, three-day weekend every week. It's a brilliant idea. But what I've never been willing to sacrifice is the money that you'd probably have to cut off your paycheck to do that. Yeah. So that's where it sits, Pollard. Are you happy to forego a little bit of extra money to get that extra time?
Not really, because with the extra day, you tend to spend more.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I see your point there.
So you'll be getting broker faster.
I like it. I would back it. I feel like I would back a four-day work week.
And you'd be happy with that pay cut?
How much is the pay cut? I'm trying to do the math on it. I think I would, to be fair. I think your quality of life goes up then. Because how quick's the weekend? 2 days? Not long enough. I mean, I know we're out of here at 9:01 on a Friday anyway.
Maybe what you've got to do is utilise your sick days better. Slash mental health day or whatever.
You don't be throwing mental health days around like it's just because
you
want a day
off.
You
can get mental health days.
What, just because you feel like a day off?
Yeah.
Can you? How many of those have we got?
I don't know, maybe one or two or something. We actually do have them.
For the whole year, you get one or two mental health days.
You get days that you can take.
Yes.
Where you feel like, oh, I just really need a break.
Bit foggy.
From all the riff-raff at work. Yeah. I just need a break.
Any chance
for your mental health?
Could we up those to one a week? Just throwing some ideas out there. Just.
So how many sick days do you get?
10. From what I think they should just lump it in with that. So it should be if you feel like it.
But if you take more than 2 sick days at one time, you've got to provide a sick letter.
Yes.
So you could work it out maybe 1 sick day every fortnight.
Yeah.
That could work.
See, we're getting a little insight here into how Pollard works her year out, if she's ever off the air for any reason. Let's put it to the people, 13, 12, 16. I know we've done a few Pollard polls over the last few weeks, but I'm genuinely interested to find out if people think this four-day work week could work.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
Would you do it? Yep.
Alternatively, if it wasn't a four-day work week, we do more of what the Europeans do, and they have like a real sort of siesta. But I believe they might work quite late into the night.
Yeah, and I think they work less hours during the day too, don't they? They sort of do.
Well, they start later.
Sort of do the hours that we do.
I'd prefer to start early.
And get it done.
And finish early.
All right, four-day work week. Jackie Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand's getting behind the idea.
Jackie.
Could it work? Is it something you could see working? Call us 13 12 16. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has thrown her support behind a four-day week. Take a listen.
Some of the ideas being bounced around is just how can we support New Zealanders to make the most of travelling around the country? And I hear lots of people suggesting we should have a four-day week. Ultimately, that really sits between employers and employees, but certainly would help tourism all around the country.
I think she likes it, and I like it too.
I like it, but I don't like the pay cut.
No. How would it work? Well, there's already people doing four-day weeks at the moment, but we're about to chat to some people who have been doing four-day weeks for about 5 years to see how it works. So we're doing a Pollard poll.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
All right. Let's go to Ash at Terrigal. Good morning, Ashley.
Morning.
Hello, mate.
Ash, are you for or against this four-day work week?
I'm for it because I have been doing it for years and it's great.
Oh, delightful.
How does it work? How do you see it working?
So I work four 10-hour days instead of five shorter days. And I don't even really notice the extra 2 hours and it's totally worth having an extra day off.
I would agree with that because a lot of us, even though we say, yeah, we work an eight-hour workday, we're not really. We're working more than that. You know, when you go home,
yeah,
you're planning for the next day. You're constantly doing
thing.
Those hours anyway.
How do you make sure that your workplace knows you're – like I know so many people in corporate who work like ridiculous hours, sometimes until like 2 a.m. in the morning. They don't get paid for that extra time.
How do you work it, Ashley? How do you know that you and your staff are covering that amount of time?
Well, so I work in childcare. And
okay.
So it's pretty, we're here for 10 hours.
It's pretty
and we go.
Right, yes. Yeah. And Ash, just tell me, how good is a three-day weekend every week? Just tell me what it feels like.
So it doesn't always, because I've been doing it for years, I've had every day off now, but it's definitely amazing when I have a three-day weekend.
Oh, you sold me.
Oh. You sound like a relaxed individual.
Doesn't she sound relaxed?
Mm.
Let's go to Loose Liz. Loose Liz! What's your take on this? Hey, Liz.
Can I say no?
You're against?
No.
I don't want my partner home an extra night. I want to be my girlfriend for an extra day. You're taking away my freedom.
You'd vote for a seven-day work week if it meant getting him out of the house each day, wouldn't you?
That's fine. It's fine. You can work as long as you like. That's okay.
Okay. 1-4, 1 against. Thanks, Liz. Let's go to Bert at Umina, my side of town. Morning, Bert.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, legend?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Oh, Bertie.
Bert.
You for or against?
Here he is.
I'm for it. I'm actually for it. Back in the mid-80s, doing my apprenticeship, we had a four-day work week. And
beautiful.
Pretty good. I had every Friday off, but even better than that, doing my apprenticeship, I had one day tech, so I only actually went to work 3 days a week.
Oh, no, the dream.
Sensational.
The dream.
What's your trade, Bert?
Sparky, but back then I was making switchboards in a factory, so we did 10 hours a day, and it wasn't too bad, because if you wanted to do overtime, you could work the Friday, and you'd get another 8 hours out of it.
Done.
You could earn $6, but I was more of the lifestyle man.
So you think it's worth sacrificing the money just to get that extra day?
Well, we didn't sacrifice any money. It was we still did our hours every week, 38-hour week.
But, you know, but what you're saying is you could get extra money if you did that Friday as well, but you're happy to let that go for the extra time.
I was more than happy to let that go.
Yes.
So with a three-day weekend, I was up Seal Rock surfing every weekend.
Oh, beauty!
Bert, Bert for Prime Minister of Australia is what I say. He's right behind
it. Let me loose.
Yeah, let him loose. All right. I love that, Bert. He's in the running for Caller of the Week for sure, up and about on a Friday.
You don't hear that name often, do you, Bert?
No, Bert.
Bertie Beadle.
Bert and Ernie. Melanie at Narara, wrap this thing up for us. For or against a four-day week?
I'm for it. I co-run a small marketing business and we have a four-day-a-week work week for all of our staff. And it's just about managing the expectations from the customers. Like we're not around on a Friday. No one is. Everyone's off doing stuff they want to do or with kids or whatever. So, yeah, as a business owner, why not? It's a good thing.
Okay. And tell me, because we were debating this before we jumped on and took some calls here, what would be the best day? Because my vote is with having Mondays off for life. Which one works best?
I like Friday because it just, like Friday as an employer, Friday's a day that everyone is a bit more chill and maybe don't output as much. So
yeah,
like
but that's great for an employer. I'm thinking of myself here and I want Mondays off.
Yeah, I think if you're running a business, you've got to decide on the day and then tell the customers that's the day that we're not going to be around and
all right.
Like, we're off having fun.
I'm going to come and work for you after this job's done, Melanie. Sign me up for those 4-day weeks. That's a landslide there. Other than Liz wanting to get rid of her husband out of the house, everyone's keen on a 4-day week. So lock it in, guys. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
On Hit 101.3, Gaundy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Just gone 8:38 for a Friday morning. I keep a close eye on the news, Pollard, as to when travel's going to be back up and running again, and I just can't wait for that day where they just go, yep, go for it, guilt-free, ready to roll. And when that day comes, Hello World Erina are going to be there for you. They're there for you right now. So if you look forward to a holiday when this all goes back to normal, visit Hello World today, Erina, Fountain Plaza and Kingcumber, and their very helpful staff will help you. Next on the show, it's been an amazing week of callers.
We've had some great calls this week. Yeah.
A lot of interaction from our callers, and we've had this fire pit to give away, all thanks to Central Coast Bricks, worth $350. So we're going to give that away next on the show. We've been debating off the air here who should get this caller of the week. There's been that many good ones. So if you've been on air with us, you could be getting that fire pit, all thanks to Central Coast Bricks, next on the air with us. Dua Lipa right now. Break My Heart. It's Gaundy and Ash on Hit 101.3.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Gaundy and Ash Pollard's Caller of the Week.
Look at this long list of our calls this week to choose from for Caller of the Week, Pollard.
It was such a long list. And everybody, I thought, contributed so fabulously to our show, but one person in particular. And this was off the back of the NDIS break that we did, where the NDIS were thinking about paying for people to use sex.
Yeah, people with disabilities.
People with disabilities.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I think people with disabilities should be able to claim sexual favours.
Have you had a stroke? Did you just have a stroke or something? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually thinking about it in my head and I'm like, what? It's like private health insurance.
Yes. Well, look, we took a lot of calls on that and I would say 99% of people were all for it.
Absolutely.
On that day. We even had an anonymous sex worker call the show and say that she had done it before, which, you know, we appreciate our anonymous callers this week as well on the show. But this has to be our caller of the week. It was Josh at Killarney Vale who joins us on the air right now. Mate, you've picked up the fire pit, buddy.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Josh, I'll let you know that right now. And let's play your call because he was talking about being in a nursing home and one of the guys inside the nursing home in regards to what you just mentioned there, Pollard.
We had an old guy in there who was a bit hands-on with some of the nurses, and we'd addressed it with the family a few times and trying to come up with ideas to fix the problem. The family ended up once a month paying for a sex worker to actually come into the nursing home, and that sort of solved the problem.
Oh my gosh!
I myself escorted her to his room one day. The door shut for about half an hour. I don't know what goes on in there, but he couldn't really rise to the occasion, so I'm not sure what she did.
Right. But,
you didn't give him the pill?
No. His words were he was happy to just watch and have a play. He said.
Oh.
But the funny thing is, after about 3 months of this, I heard him talking to his son. He goes, "I'm bored with that girl. Can I get someone new?"
Oh, he's a bit picky and choosy. There he is, right there. Oh, Josh.
Josh.
The old guy won me a fire pit, eh?
He did.
He certainly did.
Hey, question just popped into my head. Is that guy still around or what?
Well, he wouldn't be now. I stopped working there about 5 years ago and he was on his way out, but he would have died a happy man at least.
Yes.
Oh, bravo. Thanks for sharing the story.
No, thank you guys. That's awesome.
When you're sitting around...
It was feel good.
It is.
Feel real good,
feeling really good.
Well, when you're sitting around your fire pit, you'll be able to toast that old bloke and say, good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good on you. We're $350 this fire pit, all thanks to Central Coast Brick Supplies, your indoor and outdoor home heating specialist located at Mans Road, West Gosford. And good news, guys, we've got another one to go next week.
Yep.
Our caller of the week next week will also win a fire pit, all thanks to Central Coast Bricks. So, some more great calls to look forward to next week, Pollard.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Time to say goodbye.
It's been a great week, I thought.
It has.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
And although you've pushed the button prematurely,
Why is it premature?
Are going to finish. Well, we're finishing with the week it was, which is a favourite of mine.
Of course.
Where we recap on all the great bits of the week.
Yep. Ethan, our production guy and producer Matt, have put this together for us and we'll leave you with this. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you guys.
The week that was with Gaundy and Ash. It was a week of fascinating callers on the show as anonymous listeners shared some taboo topics.
We were just discussing whether or not the NDIS should support and fund sex therapists, sex workers and all that sort of stuff so that people with disabilities can have that relief.
Someone who has worked in the sex industry, they say there's a market for this and seen a client herself. Joins us on the air right now. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about your experience.
It's not just the actual sex side of it that they're interested in. They're interested in their interaction. The touch and the feel and the smell.
So you're just looking for a connection, essentially.
Yeah, of course. It's some sort of connection. Otherwise, it's going to be a horrible experience for everybody. You know, I want them to walk out feeling on top of the moon. She was awesome. We kind of get a little bit of a bad rap in society, but there's nothing more fulfilling to actually feel, you know what? I helped that person.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Anonymous. Appreciate your call.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
But anonymous callers can't always be trusted as we smelled something off with our next listener.
Anonymous, have you sought revenge on your ex?
I'm not very proud of it, but when I was in high school, my boyfriend at the time cheated on me. Pretty upset, so I invited him over for dinner that night and made him a nice stir fry, and I peed in the cup and I put my pee in his dinner and he ate it all up, and after that I told him what I'd done, and yeah, so now I hope you enjoyed our last meal together.
That is savage.
I know, it's pretty savage, isn't it?
Oh, I just need to process that for a second.
Did not even notice. He said it was good.
It's always after the fact, isn't it? You know? Long dissy boyfriend Pete, if you're listening right now, don't do anything wrong this week because I think Pollard has a couple of ideas.
I would never do that.
But remember, don't try this at home.
These stories really had Carrie Bickmore on edge. Wait, sorry. Carrie Pollard. Ugh. Ash Bickmore. Whatever.
You reckon that, what's his name?
Dallas, who we just had on the air.
Thought I was Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah, he threw it in there. I don't think you picked it up.
He didn't.
Yeah.
You got the audio?
Yeah, take a listen.
And I'll have to say hello, Carrie. I love you on the, have you been paying attention? Anyway.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Say hello, Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
Carrie Bickmore's never really been on Have You Been Paying
She's
Attention?
She's never been.
It's good to know the Gaundy and Ash show's had some great cut through over the last 3 years. We're really
it's good
getting...
to know I'm memorable.
One last anonymous caller was probably Ash's favourite. Her girl crush surprising her on air for one beautifully awkward moment.
My other girlfriend and I have this major crush on her.
The good news is producer Maddie and I have teed up Moana Hope to join us on the air right now. Moana!
You guys are me. Yes, this is so embarrassing.
No, this is great.
Hi, Moana.
Oh, I love it. Hi, how are you?
Kindred spirits, the two of you. Did you know, Moana, did you know Ash? Did you know Ash Pollard?
I do. I'm a massive fan of MasterChef as well.
She was on MKR.
MKR, same thing. Yeah.
Not really. Oh, now I feel stupid.
No. We make fun of it all the time. Pollard wishes she was on MasterChef.
I'm going to tell you, they made me say that. That's it. They
blame someone else.
And that's the week that was with Gorney and Ash.
Catch up with the guys 24/7 on the Hit app.
Bit of Canton in there and just a bit of wee-wees.
Hit 101.3. Are you up? Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.